Chapter 37, Kew Gardens in England. Hey everyone, it's me, Magumagu-chan. I made it to the Royal Botanic Gardens, otherwise known as Kew Gardens, southwest of London, England's capital. Within its 120 hectares are six big greenhouses, where over 40,000 species of plants are raised, and over 7 million types of specimens are preserved. At the time of the British Empire, Kew Gardens was a hub for plant hunters who would sail all around the world and bring back plants for research and selective breeding. Useful plants were transplanted to plantations that met their growth conditions for mass production. For example, Chinese-made tea was transplanted to Sri Lanka and the Darjeeling area of India, and natural rubber from the Amazon basin was transplanted to the Malaysian Peninsula. Now that vegetation on Earth is declining so rapidly, Kew Gardens has also assumed the role of species preservation. Celebrating its 250th anniversary in 2009, it is currently the world's most famous botanical garden with over 1 million people visiting per year. In 2003, it was named a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Anyway, Kew Gardens is huge! I'm tired of walking around so much, so I'll stop for tea at the self-service orangery restaurant that's also on the premises. The orangery is just like its name, a place for storing up oranges for the winter. It was built by court architect William Chambers after being designed in the London Somerset House. During the Age of Discovery, it was impossible to bring oranges from their country of origin to Europe and cultivate them, because they couldn't be grown in the climate of the Northern Alps. Therefore, at that time, oranges were a luxury item exclusively for the lords and nobles, and the orangery was one of the kinds of buildings that would be part of a palace or mansion.